We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, Din Netilas Maseid HaKofes. Sif Aleph, Noitlas HaLulav, in the Igud, we take the Lulav with the Hadassim and Aravos that are connected to it, with Shidras HaLulav, and the spine of the Lulav connected upon of B'Yaminai, the spine should be facing your face, in the right hand, V'Esrog, B'Smaila, and the Esrog should be in the left hand. There's most Paiskim of the opinion that first you pick up the lulav in the right hand, and then the esrog in the left hand. And then when you put them down, you first put down the esrog and then put down the lulav. But there are those that disagree and say just the opposite. Furthermore, the reason that the lulav is in the right hand is because the lulav has three mitzvahs in it: the lulav esrog, lulav hadassim, and aravos. The esrog is only one. If you have both the lulav and esrog in one hand, there are those that hold you not yotzei. They hold that some say you yotzei b'di'avad, and certainly it would be appropriate, if possible, that if you did take the esrog and lulav all in one hand, you should put them down. You should take them again in two separate hands and shake again to do the mitzvah properly. Since the halacha by more mitzvahs is that we have to make a bracha on them before we actually do the mitzvah, and the esrog also has to be held the way it grows. The ukutz from where it's cut should be on the bottom. For Shashanta, and the top of the esrog should be on top. So in order to avoid the problem that once you pick up the esrog and lulav, you already did the mitzvah, which is already, and then how can I make the bracha? So therefore you should pick the esrog up upside down. Ha'ukutz l'mal v'shashanta l'mal. Dukutz on top and the shashanta on bottom. Shlo yetzabai, that you're not yoitz the mitzvah that way. Mavarach m'umra on tilas lulav. And then you make the bracha on the tilas lulav. Because the lulav is the tallest of all the dalminim, choshevu makes it more significant, and that's why in the cross kol aguda shmoi, that's why we make an atilas lulav. This is what most people do. Some just pick up the lulav and make the bracha, and then they just pick up the esrig. And some have a mind that even though I'm holding the dalminim, I don't want to be yoitz to the mitzvah until I make the bracha. Not only should the bracha be made while one is standing, but the netilas lulav also should be done when one is standing. On the first day of Sukkot, you also make a shachyanu. If the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, shein neitlan by lulav, so we don't take the alaminim on Shabbos, as then you make the shachyanu the second day. If somebody forgot to make a bracha until it's lulav shachyanu, and he already has the lulav, as long as he hasn't finished the mitzvah, that means he hasn't finished halal, he could still make the bracha. And some say even if he hasn't finished hashanis, he could still make the bracha. This halacha isn't only on the second day. If he didn't make the bracha the first day, the second day, the shachyanu, he can make it for the entire duration of Sukkos. Lach Shabirach, after you make the bracha, if you had the esrog upside down, Mahapcha b'yaday, you pick it, you turn it over properly, Makarva lulav, you're putting it next to the lulav, Shloyer period b'neim, the esrog and lulav should be right next to each other, M'nenel arbaruchas, and you shake in four directions, Kasei da'azem, Mizrach dara marav tzofen, ma'alam mata. We came by Nunu Shabbat Halal. That is the same halacha when you're saying Halal. We came by Kofa, when you're walking around by Hashanis. Yizor, Lekarvis, Esrog, Lulav. The Esrog should always be right next to the Lulav. Shlayia, Pirat, Beneim. There should be no separation between them. M'hapa for Natos, Esrog, B'yomin, that's a Lulav, B'smo. If you did it the wrong way, and the lesser you had in the right hand, and the lulav in the wrong hand, in the left hand, yachsav yitlam b'lay bracha, they should be doing it over the proper way without making a bracha. This order that the Kitzur mentions is the order that is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. But Arizal says that the proper order is Dorim Tzof and Mizrach Ma'alamata Mariv. But the Rama already says that the order is Nam Akiv. Any order, of course, one should preferably follow their minig, and they should follow the minig. The Esrig and the Lulav should be right next to each other. Some suggest it should be right, the Esrig should be on the banner, next to the banner of the Lulav, and some suggest that it should be on the Lulav part, not on the Hadassim and Ravis part. Sif Beis, Itanaitos Lulav Yiminai, a lefty takes the Lulav in his right hand, she's small kalodim, Vasar Esrig Besmalin takes the Esrig in his left hand. And if he didn't do it that way, he should take it again without a bracha. Misha shal b'shtei yada, somebody who's ambidextrous, harayu kikol adam. This is the psak of the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that even an eater should take the Esrig and the Aluminum like everybody else, and therefore it's appropriate that if you are an eater, you should do it both ways. I saw that a Rav and a Chazan should certainly try to do it like everybody else, because not everybody will know that they're lefty, and they'll make a mistake how it should be done, and they should take like everybody else, and then afterwards shake it in the prop, afterwards or before, shake it according to what we just learned. Sif Gimel Nachash Yachlitz is a tefillin kaidim teilas lulav. It's appropriate to take off the tefillin if you're wearing tefillin chol moed before you do the lulav. L'chol apachas yosas ritzum al yodav. He should take the tefillin off his hands. Shloi tei chatzitza. There should be no chatzitza between his hand and the lulav. Gam nachin lahosat tabash batzoysov. A person shouldn't be wearing rings when they're doing the mitzvah of dal aminim. And in general, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed even if your minig is to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the tefillin are removed before Hallel. Say the Hananum b'Hallel Kachu. The Nanum and Hallel are done b'Hoidu. In the Pasuk of Hoidu, Yesh Sheish Tevis Chutzman Hashem. There are six letters besides the word Hashem. V'nei b'chol Tevel L'ruach Achas. By every word, you should shake to a different direction. B'shem, and when you say the Shem, B'shem lo yinaneya. B'hoidu l'mizrach, ki l'dorim, toiv l'marav, ki l'tzofen, loylan l'mala, achazdoi l'mata. The reason that the pasuk hoidu is the pasuk where we shake the dalaminim, because we say, it says in Tehillim, oz yiranu atzei yor, the trees shake, and afterwards it says, hoidu l'ashem. And then the pasuk says, kivo lishbar aretz, which we know the Medrash says that in Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. And then we all walk out with the Dalaminim. Dalaminim are a sign that we prevailed in that judgment. Shlich Tzibah Enim Na'el B'Hoidu. The Shlich Tzibah only shakes by Hoidu B'Yom Na Yisrael. But Tzibah B'Chol Pam Sh'oimrim Hoidu. That's the minig of the Ramah. But Arizal says that we shake by the first Hoidu and by Ono Hashem, but not by all the other Haidus. Ubana shlich tzibah gam tzibah menenu rak ba'ana Hashem Hashina. And here, again, we shake by both ana Hashem Hashinas. V'kim shemalat Hashem yesh b'shloish tevis. There are three words in ana Hashem Hashina without the Shem. Menane b'chol tevil shtei ruchas. By every word you say, you should shake two times, for two shaking and then one word. But of course, you have to be careful to not mispronounce the word. B'hoidish b'soif ha'halol, but the hoidu at the end of halol, gam kem inaneh shlich tzibah tzibah, they all shake. There's again here different menhagim. Some shake twice, as we say the pasuk hoidu twice then, and some shake only once. When you shake in a downward motion, only your hands should go down. However, the lulav and shar minim, yishar kedarek delusim, the lulav and the other minim should stay as they grow. There are those that turn the lulav upside down. Don't change the minig. That's not what the minig is. It's not necessary to turn your face to the direction you're shaking. Just the head tip of the lulav should be facing that direction. Again, there are those that do turn their entire body in that direction. The shaking does have to be very vigorous. Just a little shaking. That the leaf shake is enough. The minig is to take it back and forth three times. And some do shake the lulav more vigorously, as the pasuk says, "Kolat smoysay tamarna Hashem mi kamaycha." One may not eat before taking the lulav. If somebody's traveling to a place where there's esrog lulav, the kenadarim biyishuvim umeshachal esrog lulav, or people live in places where esrog lulav is sent to them, tzrichim lahantam at chatzayim, they should wait till chatzayis v'lo yoyser, but not longer. Kiyosel asanis biyontav ubecholamoid yoyser. One may not fast on yontav and cholamoid past chatzayis. Umisha cholashliba lahantam at chatzayis, and somebody's too weak to fast past chatzayis. Yokal litam ezidov akoidim, should first taste something. Amisha ainli by cholash, somebody who's not that faint, yeshla lahachma feel b'teima, should not taste anything prior to dalaminim, doing the dalaminim. Sivava mutalaxas lulu b'mayim, it's a mutalaxas lulu b'yontav l'mayim. One could put the lulav back into water on yontif or l'hoysof amayim, and even add water. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that you should not add that much water, more than 50% of what there is already. V'chalmoyd mitzvah l'achas amayim. On chalmoyd, there's a mitzvah to switch the water. K'day shiyah shar lulav l'achim hudar, in order to look lulav shemain nice. V'noygan l'ikah b'chalmoyd b'chol yoyim arav v'chadosha. Every day a chalmoyd, you take a new arava for who hid the mitzvah. Wrapping the lulav on yontif, so one should be careful. One be done, but if he's using a material or paper, he has to be careful not to do schita. And if he doesn't have a wet piece of paper or wet material from before yontif, he should put the lulav down and just spritz some water on that, and that would be acceptable. The dasim, which are designated for the mitzvah, should not be used for smelling on all of yontav afilu b'shabbos, because the hadasim, which are typically meant for smelling, should not be used for any other purpose. Av b'esrog mutar l'arich by b'shabbos. Esrog can be used for smelling on Shabbos. On the rest of the yontav, we shouldn't smell it, even when we're not using it for mitzvah. Only if you're smelling the esrig is there a question of a bracha. But if the smell of the esrig is on something else, it absorbs the smell, you don't make a bracha. Halulav asal talta b'shabbos, the lulav may not be moved on Shabbos. I feel it's our kufa mekaymai, shouldn't have a muksa. Aval esrog, as we just learned, kivin shiachayim la'arich by, esrog could also be used for smelling. Ain't a muksa, it's not muksa mutal l'tatloi, and therefore can be moved. Mutal l'tayim l'mutay chamuchin shayi by kaidim yontif. It can be put into the material that was there from before yontif. Shekfar kolta reach, and therefore it can be moved. However, the esrogim nowadays, which are not typically used for smelling, and certainly the esrogim that are in the store that are meant for sale, are not meant for smelling, and therefore they have a din of muksa. Avleit no tach mukha chadoshim, don't put the esrog into new material, or lebegin onto a garment, shun the moilad reach, it causes that it should have a fragrant smell, and moilad reach may not be done on Shabbos.